Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The Chinese vice president will arrive in the United States next week. And you might ask, so what? Well, there's more to this story. Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping is destined to become China's next leader later this year. He will meet with President Obama next week, February the 14th, to discuss U.S.-Chinese relations. But that's not the most important meeting he'll have. He will fly to Muscatine, Iowa the next day, and there he will reconnect with a number of Iowa individuals and families that he met 27 years ago. 27 years ago, Mr. Xi was a leader in a pig farming operation in China. He led an animal feed delegation to Iowa, touring farms, even speaking at the Muscatine Rotary Club. He stayed two nights as a guest of a local family, sleeping in their son's bed. And the boys were off to college at that time. The country hospitality reached out and established a bond with the next leader of China. We need to give credit to Mr. Xi for making the effort to reestablish his old friendships with those that had welcomed him 27 years ago on his first visit to another country outside of China. Mr. Xi, over those 27 years, has worked his way up in the ranks of the Chinese Communist Party and is now positioned to take over the leadership. Will this memorable experience in visiting the heartland USA make it easier for the United States to work with China? The fact that he knows pigs, bound to help. An interesting sidebar is that in 1978, I led an Illinois agricultural delegation to China, and we visited farms there. I will never forget that trip and the warm hospitality they extended to us. These kinds of exchanges can have a lasting effect on strengthening understanding and building enduring friendships. Hopefully, the United States and China can look forward to more cooperation and better relations in the future. After all, both countries have North Korea to worry about, and a positive trading relationship is vital. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss.